212-209-2800 during business hours. During the drive, you can also call the pledge line 212-209-2950 for after hours entry. And thank you.
Hello, this is Radio's Uncle Sidney. When I'm out and about, folks comes up to me and says, "You should be ashamed." But when they calms down, they says how much they loves WBAI. That's WBAI New York and WBAI.org. Back in the day, we had commentaries by Malcolm X, Ayn Rand, Abby Hoffman, and William F. Buckley Jr. Imagine them folks in the same room at the same time. Nowadays, we've got Bob Fass, the founder of the feast. Amy Goodman, you know her, we got her. Michio Kaku, the smartest guy in the world. Shows that helps you not to get evicted. Top-of-the-line news and interviews. Insane artists and musicians. All okay, okay. We went nuts for a while back there. But now we're okay. We're like your crackhead cousin that's making good. So we know you're pulling for us. Go, go, run right now to WBAI.org and look around. See where we've gone. You can even subscribe online. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Stay tuned.
And you are listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. Equally streaming to you on the web at www.wbai.org. The time right now is 12:01. Up next is Night Shift.
Were bathed in blue light. I made my way down with a slow, measured pace, and soon I was close enough to make out each face. And then I felt joyful and greatly surprised, for some of the faces I recognized.
All houses. think we'll have a pretty good time for people who are all going to die someday. But before I do, I just want to remind you of a couple of things. First is, we're all in here together now, and we're fairly safe, but later on you'll have to go to your cars. And it will be dark. And there are mad people in the city, we know that. It's just a fact of life, and I don't want to scare you unduly, but there could be somebody in your back seat. It's not likely, but you'll admit that it is possible, and you wouldn't want to be driving home and look in your rearview mirror and see somebody there, would you? So check. What does it hurt? It doesn't hurt to check. The other thing is, I'd like you to take a moment now before I begin to ask yourself one question. Did I leave the shower curtain open or closed? And if you feel that you left the shower curtain open and it's closed when you get back, I suggest you get out of your place in a hurry. Again, I don't want to scare you unduly, but these things have to be considered.
Speaking with Esther Dean. Esther, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
Okay. So here's my question to you. When did you first know that music, storytelling, all of that was going to be part of your life?
Well, I've been writing songs since I was in third grade, and I think I was so against, like, everything else. Like, they were like, you know, you had to do your lesson in school, and I said, I'm going to be a singer, so I don't know what you're talking about. Actually, anything that you're talking about. Crazy for a third grader, but I literally just wrote stories in class and poems. I used to have all these books, and I didn't know that music songwriting paid. I just wanted to be a singer.
Huh. And for you, now, what was the when did you first know that, you know what, I really can achieve this? Or did you never think you couldn't?
Well, you know, 2008 is when I was like, like, you know, things started going, having different methods of with my goals, mm-hmm. and just started turning around. Like, I started setting goals. I started thinking outside the box of what I was normally taught in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, wait, this works, and I can actually move ahead. And then 4 years, all my writing, all my accomplishments really happened in the last 4 years.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So tell me about being an actress. How was that a different challenge for you, and how did anything that you had done before this prepare you for that?
Well, it was very, the challenge was, you know, getting over fears, you know, because I had took off from songwriting for 3 months, or that's what I was supposed to do. And I was like, ooh, I'm just going to go out here and totally walk away from writing and do a movie that I'm not sure is going to, you know, what it's going to do, because I didn't know movies. And then I knew nothing about it as my first one. But what prepared me was that I did have some experience on stage. But what happened is they prepared me more now to go on stage now than I was prepared to go on stage with them.
Huh, you mean so having performed in that way has now helped you better for how you're going to be performing in the future?
Yes, I got more out of it than I thought to myself that I was bringing in, because I was a new actress, and I hadn't danced in so long, and I wasn't really a dancer to me. So, you know, and then here I was doing a cappella, and, you know, so what you can sing, can you follow these notes, and can you follow these bass notes, and can you sing this bass note with this snare and with this trumpet or whatever? That was totally different for me. More there.
Yeah.
That I felt I was bringing to the table.
Okay. Now, what was the most rewarding part of it, and what was the most challenging?
The most challenging was the singing and the dancing, and actually first month. We had to stay in this, it was just this building we went to every day, and rehearsed, and I was like, oh, wow. So, you know, and I did the audition, and 3 days later, they called me back, and a week later, I was out to Baton Rouge to do the movie.
Oh,
so
wow.
There was no preparing myself for what I was actually getting into,
mm-hmm.
and that was the challenging part, actually jumping in there and getting it. But the rewarding part, I didn't know that I was going to walk away with so many friends. You know, like those girls on the set, they could have been mean. It could have been like just all to themselves. They were so nice and so supportive, and I still see them now.
Wow.
See, that was the biggest reward, because in music, I know the people. I hang out with a couple of people, but I really just stay to myself.
And has that opened the door for you to say, you know what, I would love to be able to balance acting and singing and being able to do it all?
Hours of the day. Some people think it's not enough. Mm-hmm. I write a song in 4 hours. Mm. So that means, and I sleep in 4 hours too. It just means so many hours left.
I hear you.
Need to grow. You know.
All right, I hear you. Okay, and how would you describe, if you were going to describe Cynthia Rose, if she were a friend of yours, how would you describe her?
Oh, Cynthia Rose is. She feels like. She doesn't need to let everybody know that she's, you know, a lesbian, but she is. And, you know, she's really more she's a protector, you know, but since everybody thinks that she, you know, that she's, you know, gay, they might think she's really trying to come on to them. And she's not. She just basically, you know, admires the body. But I feel like she's a free person, and she's accepting of herself. Mm. And her being in college has allowed her to go out and accept herself. Without the judgment of others or family.
Well, that's a pretty powerful thing. And how important, when you speak to young girls, or if you have the opportunity to speak to young girls who are coming up, who want to, especially in the business that you're in, that is not necessarily going to make room for you to do what you want to do, that you kind of got to make your room for what you want to do, okay. What advice might you give to young girls who want to pursue their dream?
My whole life changed because I watched The Secret, and I know people think that that's just like this corny thing that showed up, but my whole life changed because I watched that movie, The Secret, and it changed because it taught me some stuff that I didn't know. And I would tell people to write down their goals. You have to see it. You have to, you know, I feel like it's a lot of mind work that goes in to to being successful in any area. So, like, totally write down all your goals, see yourself there, take 5 minutes out of your day to actually see yourself where you want to be. Appreciate where you are now, because know that that's the path that you're on that's going to get you to the next step. And just understand to stay honest. There's so many people out in this world that's so fake. But if you stay honest to yourself and honest to people, people will embrace you. You can do anything, especially in music. Stay honest, because there's going to be a lot of people that try to change you.
All right, Esther, I wish you were in New York. I wish I got to meet you in person.
No, I would have came. I was just there.
I know. Well, I hope you come back, and I hope I get to meet up with you again.
I will. I'm going to come see you.
All right. Well, I'll have you come on the show now.
I'll be there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Esther.
Thank you for talking to me.
All right.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Mike.
It. Okay.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge. Today. The light bulb's getting dim. There's meltdown in the sky. If you can judge a wise man by the color of his skin, Mister, you're a better man than I.
Different eras, different pasts, all rolled into one. Each night we revise it, refine it, in order to learn.
Learn what?
About you. You and your fellow inhabitants. What makes you human?
Still come crawling back again. I bet you would, my friend.
reality by will alone. They called this ability tuning. But they were dying. Their civilization was in decline. And so they abandoned their world, seeking a cure for their own mortality. Their endless journey brought them to a small blue world in the farthest corner of the galaxy. Our world. Here they thought they had finally found what they had been searching for.
Yes, we have found that little corner. It is called WBAI 99.5 FM. And you are on the night shift. And if you're on the web, you're listening to us at WBAI.org. And we are in Marathon, which means we need your help so that the strangers don't invade and take over your mind, and that free thought, commercial-free thought, is maintained here, at least in New York. Joining me in the studio, Joe Massiri, here in the studio. I think on the phone is Chris Taylor. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. And also in the studio, been a while, Mr. Byron Saunders.
Well, yes, I'm usually on assignment as the
on assignment. You're like the Count of Monte Cristo, the man,
of course, you know.
Man without a country, and joining us to help us raise some funds to help support the station is Jim Farrow, Guy DeMattis, and Mad Mike from Blood Manor, returning again for another year. Located over at Varick Street in the city of New York. If you want to find out more information, go to bloodmanor.com. Got that right?
Yes.
And they just opened up this past weekend, and they're here. And we put together, for your pledging dollars, a package we're calling the Night Shift Haunted House Party Premium Package, or something thereabouts, for which a pledge of $75, you get two tickets to Blood Manor. Good, any date or time that they're open, except October 26th, 27th, and 31st, because those are the big push for Halloween people. I mean, you know, you're going to want to go early, check it out before the unwashed hordes get there, and you know, experience in its prime instead of having to, like, wait forever online. How bad were the lines last weekend, Jim?
We were busy, very busy for our first weekend. It was our biggest opening weekend in 8 years here in the city.
There you go. And we've got some tickets for you, thanks to Jim and Blood Manor. The pledge number here is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Chris, you're being awful quiet.
Because I'm just always excited when the boys are in for Blood Manor.
The boys are in for Blood Manor.
One of the most outstanding Halloween.
I understand. I think we're
shows in New York that everybody's got to go.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I guess we're short on a pair of headphones.
Okay,
are you still the mystery guest or?
Yes, remember?
We didn't have the coming out party yet.
No.
All right.
Oh well, we are trying. Like the last nickname was Miss Terry.
Oh, okay.
Miss Terry. Got it. Okay.
So there you go. So Chris.
Dibo Fass, of course.
So Chris, Miss Terry can't hear you.
Yes.
We're short a pair of headphones. So if you want to ask her something, you have to direct it to either me or Byron. So indirectly, that's censorship, but that's what we're trying to prevent here at WBAI.
While we're raising money. Yes.
We've got lots of good stuff. If you just want to support the radio station and $75 is not your bag of tea right now because we understand the financial climate that we live in, you can go to WBAI.org. You can give to Every Dollar Counts. It keeps the lights on. It keeps the power up. It keeps the voices coming to you. 212-209-2950. Please pledge. We're going to talk to Jim a little bit. Get the Halloween package. And one of the things that we're going to do, which is interesting, because the CD is not finalized, so some of the music that you hear tonight, we're going to put up on the Night Shift page tomorrow.
Oh.
So you can vote on the songs, and those songs will be on the final CD that you get.
Interesting.
That's pretty sexy, right?
I kinda like that.
So the first track that you heard was, there's a group I love called Witches in Bikini, and they are going bye-bye because after so many years of being together, they're breaking up. The song you heard was a song they did called All Hallows Eve. So remember that song, because
I don't know that song.
You don't? Well, I'll let you listen to it later.
Yes. Now, Joe, did I hear you say, guys, this is the eighth year or the ninth year?
Eighth year.
The eighth year. Oh my God, it doesn't seem like it, but y'all been rolling it big.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank God we're on a good run, and it just keeps getting bigger and more popular, and people love Halloween.
And so you set the box office record last weekend for your first opening for the eighth season.
Yes.
And that looks good for every weekend thereafter.
Your lips to God's.
Yeah, there we go.
So these are hot tickets, so call in and pledge and get these tickets. These might be the only way you can get them.
Yes.
So I know that on the website it talks about all the great new stuff that's there this year, but Jim, what's some of the highlights of this year's Blood Manor?
Well, one of the things that you might get that you may not want when you come to Blood Manor this year is what we call a premature autopsy. Ooh. So you might still be alive when Dr. Death decides that you're a candidate for the embalming table. So that's always a lot of fun, depending on your point of view.
For sure.
Hello. And we've added a lot of, or a few, I should say, my partners, Jim Lorenzo and Mike Rodriguez, we've discovered, Mike is a big tech guy. He makes everything run, jump, scream, and what have you. And this year we've added a lot of technology things. So there's a lot of kind of faux CGI kind of effect like you'd think of in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tech stuff, a lot of projections, images that appear to be there that might not be there, things like that. And so there's a lot of new things and a lot of fun. And, about 40% new cast, so it's a new vibe, a new energy, okay. So it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Very cool.
Excellent.
And you can get those tickets by pledging right now to 212-209-29500, a pair of tickets for Blood Manor, the 90-minute CD, have your own Halloween party, get some great music, which some of the songs you can vote on. You can find out some more details at Blood Manor by going to www.bloodmanor.com. Guy, you are the head, I would say, doctor at the manor. You're the shrink on call.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you go through the masses that come in wanting to take up residence at the manor during the season.
That's true.
What is their process like? Has anyone ever shocked you? Have you just been totally flabbergasted by what somebody has done to try to be one of the nutcases in the manor?
I've been shocked a number of times by some of the things that the people have done when they've come in over the years. We've had guys who are literally writhed on the ground. Or, in fact, the other day, we have some entertainment on the outside, and they came down to audition for us. And one guy invited me to step on his stomach while he was lying on a bed of nails. And that's the first time that's ever happened in my life. So nothing surprises me anymore. After being the cast coordinator for the last 6 years, nothing surprises me anymore during audition day. So
yeah, I saw the pictures that were up on the website from this past weekend where the guys were out on the street kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that that was pretty interesting that's taking place out on the street.
In fact, on the night of our dress rehearsal, we have one of our outside performers who actually drew the attention of New York's finest, and they pulled up in a squad car and pulled their guns out, seeing this wild man in the street with an axe, and not realizing that he was one of our performers.
Oops.
So that led to a little excitement. Yeah. So,
well, I've worked with a couple of your performers before, and there's one gentleman who does a lot of his own masks,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And I remember we were doing the "Don't Be Afraid of the Dark" promotion, and this guy was in character. He had this great mask on, and he was going. We were over by Second Avenue, and what's the church over by Second Avenue, Byron?
St. Mark's? No.
Is it St. Mark's Church?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like, it's so. Catty-cornered.
St. Mark's Church.
So, and he was going up to people on the traffic. Like, he popped up to this one guy on a bicycle, and the guy went down on the ground. Didn't even touch him kind of thing.
Funny thing you mentioned, I heard. Now, I'm inside, because I'm a ticket guy when we're working. But before we opened the other night, one of my the characters went outside and went up to a woman on the line and did whatever he did, just having some fun. She left the line and ran down a block past City Winery. And I said, bro, you're supposed to bring the people in, not chase them away. She literally left the line and ran past City Winery and down Barrick, bro.
So how many cast members do you have this year? In total.
On any given night, we employ 38 to 42 cast people inside the Manor.
Yes.
And that doesn't include the people who are outside performing for the people who are waiting online. But and we carry a roster of over 60 because not every night, not every cast member can work. Mm-hmm. So we try to change the vibe from night to night, make it a little different. So, but on any given night, it's 38 to 42.
And it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine, absolutely.
We're an indoor track. People call it. We're indoors. You might have to wait outdoors a little bit, but we're indoors.
But that kind of adds to the excitement,
it does.
I would imagine.
I figure there's no extra charge for gloomy weather. I'm not going to charge you for it.
Adds to the atmosphere.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's live. It's live theater. It's interactive. You can get a pair of tickets. You can get the CD of 90 minutes of great music to put you in the mood for Halloween. You can help support WBAI, commercial-free radio. 212-209-2950. We've got some people in the back, our wonderful volunteers waiting to take your calls. Get some great stuff here right now if you pledge. Thanks to Jim and Blood Manor, and support the station. Have a great time. I've seen it. I've seen it twice. It's fun. It's a lot of good entertainment, and it goes to a great cause to help the station. So, Madman Mike.
Yes.
What character are you when the Manor doors open? Who are you?
Well, I like to believe that I could be like a utility player. Like they like to put me all over the place. But for the most part, one of my favorite roles is the bouncer at the strip club.
Okay.
And I like to play it as like a greasy carnival barker type guy, and I just try to bring people in, and I'll spank them with my big paddle, and I'll just belittle them and just say the most vulgar, nasty things, and it's too much fun. You know?
So basically, you don't have to pay to have therapy. You're getting paid
to
have your therapy.
Yeah, I will get my frustrations out in your face, and they will love it.
You know, I thought it was pretty funny because going through this year with the whole 50 Shades of Grey being in the zeitgeist of the general public, I thought a large percentage of the theme of the Manor this year seemed a little bit more on the 50 Shades of Grey thing. So, ladies, you know, if
we were ahead of the time,
a little bit more, a lot more dog collars going on. And, So, if you want to.
How long is the? I think last year when I asked you this, you said it take about 30 minutes to get through. Is that still about right? Or is it 45 minutes?
No, it's about 5,000 square feet. There's 16 rooms. There's mazes. You go at your own pace. It's anywhere around 20 to 25 minutes, depending. You know, people. It's funny. Someone called today, and I said that it's 20 minutes or so. She says, "Yeah, but if I have to run, can I get through it in 10?"
Oh yeah, they do
sure,
that.
Honey. If you have to.
Oh, yeah. We've literally had people. There was one year, about 3 years ago, we had a group of 15-year-old girls, about 15-year-old girls, who ran through in 7 minutes.
Oh.
I couldn't keep up with them because I wanted to watch them to make sure that they didn't hurt themselves running through the dark, but they ran through the entire Manor in 7 minutes, and I was just floored, and they didn't stop screaming all the way through. So.
But I figure if I made you run through in 10 minutes, you got more than your money's worth. So
you were mentioning about some of the rooms. Are there any ones you haven't mentioned that are your favorite that people are going to really dig? Or Joe, what did you like? What was some of the rooms that stood out to you?
Well, I think one of the things that continues year after year to be a great attraction and one of the best things, because you don't really appreciate it the first time you go through it, is the 3D maze. Because the artist that Jim brings in to do this,
I mean, he paints the walls, the floor. Even this year too, he helped dress up the manor. So like, as you're approaching the main doors, he did some painting on the walls and stuff. So, which is different. It's black with the colors and everything. And it really looks great. I mean, it's got that, you know, kind of Frazetta, Boris, but yet a horror kind of flair to it. And when you put the 3D glasses on and you're going through the maze part of it, you can totally get lost in it if you really start looking at the floor and the walls, and it's just all encompassing. That's my favorite part of the manor.
I like the room, as I mentioned before, the new morgue, the autopsy room is really good. We have a new room that we call steampunk, as a throwback to that late 1800s when that was the rage. So we have a very, very cool, a great cast member that dons a really cool contraption kind of costume thing, and that's really good. And then another room that I like, we call, it's like a takeoff on like a whole serial killer like a lair, if you will. You know, that final scene in the movie when you finally find out where the guy is and he has pictures of whatever all over the wall. That's been a big hit and one of my favorites. I like it. We've used that for a couple of years, but it's still one of my favorites.
So like a guy from like 7-5, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yes. Yeah, when you finally discover how creepy they really
and how
are.
And how long? I mean, you work on this all year round, right, pretty much?
What we do normally, we go to sleep, I say, in November after October. We think about new things in December and January, and then we go to a trade show sometimes that takes place in February, early March. And then Mike and Jimmy and I, we work on it. You know, it's not an everyday thing, you know, of course. But, you know, a couple of days a week we're there one way or the other and through the early spring and most of the summer. And because we need to change it, you know, every year. And truthfully, we have many, many people come not only every year, but even more than one time in a single season. Mm-hmm. So like someone said to me, you know, I haven't been here in 2 or 3 years or something. I say pretty much. And truthfully, you probably are. 80% to 90% a whole different attraction. So it's important, I think, and I think it's one of the reasons Byron mentioned our 8th year that we've lasted. Mm-hmm. You know, that we pay attention to detail, we don't rest, so to speak, on our laurels. And truthfully, between Mike and Jimmy and I and the cast too, you know, and Guy, we love what we do. I mean, I want to make a new room. I want to do things. It's fun. It's great. So, and it also adds to the attraction, the people's entertainment.
Cool. Mystery.
Yes.
Mystery.
You know, I cannot hear everything.
I don't know. No. Have you ever been to a haunted attraction? Or
no, I don't know it.
Oh. No.
But I want to go.
Yeah. Come on down
yes.
to the manor.
Wow.
Be our guest. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, please. I'm very curious. No, of course. Yeah. I'll go.
Chris, do you want to go and be Mystery's guest and hold her hand?
Yeah, well, I know she's been to Mike's house, so that's probably as close as she's got to.
No. That's smaller room.
Right? You guys have to put the door collar around her just for the atmosphere here going through.
You're taking advantage of someone who can't hear your...
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's like to talk to the shoulder of them.
Exactly. Doesn't she already have a door collar on?
Yeah. No, no.
Only kidding.
Can you translate what Chris is saying?
So what do we got going for the premium then? So it's how much is it, Joe?
It's $75.
Mm-hmm.
You get 2 tickets to the manor, good for every day that they're open except October 26th, 27th, and 31st, because those are like insane booked out nights.
Yep.
Yeah, and we've got the 90-minute CD, which the listeners will have a chance to pick some of the tracks that are actually on there.
Wow.
Look at that. So it's an audience participation.
And a full year's membership with BAI.
And a full year's membership with BAI for $75.
Okay. That's a nice deal.
Look at that.
Great deal. So a pair of tickets.
Yeah, so please call 212-209-2950. I mean, we've got some actors and actresses who are staffing the manor, New Yorkers, fellow New Yorkers who, you know, night after night are there in the manor to titillate and entertain you. And they are, thanks to their generosity, giving us these tickets. So they're doling out some of their own blood, sweat, and craft for you. So that if you make this pledge to the station right now, 212-209-2950, You will get to see a great show courtesy of them and help support commercial free listener sponsored radio in New York, part of Pacifica. What better deal could you ask for?
Nothing.
There you go. That's a great deal.
As they say, it's doesn't get any better than
doesn't this. Get any better yeah, than okay. this. Okay. It doesn't get any better than this. So other than these guys that you've got on the street this year, are there any other things going on the street? Because I know, you know, it turns by Halloween night, it turns into a carnival.
You're right, it does. It's chaos, and that's why I'm glad my partner Jimmy Lorenzo takes care of it. I just stay inside. I don't want to know what's going on because I hear stories, I cringe. But we actually have a new crew of performers, we'll call them. And one guy referenced before when they came to audition, the guy literally brought a bed of nails and laid down and had guys stand on his chest. So they're outside. Rush Hicks is, I think, yeah, is the leader's mm-hmm. name. Mm-hmm. And he has a troop of people, and they've been very successful in the first weekend. In fact, they're going to add a couple of performers in the coming weekends. And then as we move closer to Halloween, the troupe known as Disgraceland that have worked with us for a few years now, some of them are going to have them back for a couple of big weekends. So we'll have the suspension artists. And literally, you're right, the street is really, it's like Mardi Gras or something. You know, just there's a lot of fun. We like to think that, and take a little slice and steal it from Disney, that the Blood Manor experience begins when you arrive at Blood Manor. You get online until the time you go through. So, you know, we just want to make it all encompassing, and that it's an experience that was fun. It was scary. It was great, and you know, God willing, you scream loud and tell your friends.
So you're getting two shows for the price of one.
There you go.
That's it, Byron. You okay. got it, brother.
And this is your second year in the new location on Varick Street. Yeah. So, I guess, previously, you were farther on the west side and more uptown, but now you're closer to the parade.
Mm-hmm. Around the corner.
And how was that last year with the parade being so nearby?
It was, that night was, well, Halloween night is a guy I'll attest because he's out and dealing with the crowd a lot. Crazy. This year we have a couple of things in the works to be a little more involved with the parade. As Blood Manor, and have people from, or you know, participants either in the parade or of course spectators, come over to Blood Manor after watching it or before and what have you. We open early, 6 o'clock, but they start right around the corner. So it's that whole area is crazy, as you well know, Joe, you know, on that night. And we're now part of the craziness, so it's great.
Unfortunately, we didn't get a real indicator last year because of the weather, if you remember.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
We had snow last year on Halloween.
We had winter for a little early, bro. Let me tell you. Way too early.
So, but traditionally, we always, in fact, sometimes during Halloween, it's tough to tell the actors from our actual guests, because sometimes the guests' costumes are even better than what we have inside. And that's saying a lot, because I think we do a heck of a job in putting our actors into great costuming and great makeup. But we get guests who come in and are just like, wow, hey, you want a job? Yeah. Come on in. It's a lot of fun on Halloween night. It's a lot of fun.
Speaking of the process, so what's the makeup process? Like, how does that work? What is the process for you?
Oh, well, what we do is we have call time from anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half before the show actually starts, depending on the complication of the makeup. But we have two airbrush artists who do full airbrushing, sometimes totally on the total body of the actor. And we also have four makeup artists who apply prosthetics, latex, makeup, and of course blood. There's never enough blood in Blood Manor. So everybody gets blood, but everybody gets some sort of makeup depending upon the character that he's playing.
It's quicker than you think, really. They churn them out like quick, and you would never know because they look so detailed and amazing, but there's a lot of people and not a lot of time, and we're just like a factory. Yeah,
I like to call it the meatball surgery of makeup. We get them in, we get them out.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, last year was crazy with that snow. I mean, that was our big snowstorm last
year.
Yes,
that was the biggest one we had the whole winter.
Yeah, right.
So what's the biggest freak attraction? What's everybody's favorite? I know that they come in, they got one that's like knocks their socks off. What's that one?
Wow, I would have to say Jimmy mentioned the serial killer room. Yeah. That's been a very popular room since we put in. That's been a big freak show. This year we've got the strip club.
Everybody loves the strip club. They
love that.
In fact, our strippers do make some tips, which get donated to a pool that helps us provide our cast with their cast party at the end of the year. And also the Evil Laboratory, where we create a creature. That's always been a popular room as well, and usually sends people running into the next room.
So we have to tell them that in the strip club, there's no champagne in the champagne.
No, there's no sex in the champagne.
Exactly. It gets close sometimes.
Take it easy.
See, that sells tickets now.
I love my job. I'll just say.
So about how many gallons of blood do you go through in a season?
Oh, gosh.
That's a crazy question.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, we have a couple of different types of blood, to be honest with you, in terms of makeup. Some things are made for certain applications. Some is, use a word, general kind of stage blood, if you will. And some of it is very expensive.
You have the more liquidy blood just for the effect of having blood. Then you have the more gelatinous blood.
Chunky blood.
Which would go into like wounds, et cetera, to make that look realistic. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I got to say, one of the things that I was really impressed with this year in terms of the new technology, because I think when we did our victim call for the dress rehearsal, I don't think it was fully operating, but in what I'll call the family dining room, there were the projections of the maggots and stuff.
Yes.
And really cool looking.
Yeah. And the way the effects guys did the surface that it was projected on, it really looked. I had to go over and look to ensure myself that it was
it was
a projection. So
very good. Well, yes.
Yeah.
So we're talking holographs and 3Ds and
some really cool stuff with stuff like we were even talking. It's like next year you got to have a bug room, nasty. Bug room.
I would have live bugs if I could, but I think the Board of Health.
That's when you leave. Those are the things that are on the streets already.
And, you know, I know everybody thinks about Halloween as a very pedestrian thing, and haunted houses and attractions, you know, might not be on caliber with Broadway or high art. But I have to say that kudos to Jim and the guys at Blood Manor. Last year, during that tragic snowstorm that we had dumped on us very quickly, while your guys were diligently hard at work at the manor, you and a small crew actually got hired to do somebody's wedding, and it was actually shot for GQ magazine.
Yes.
They did a special issue on weddings.
It was funny because it was up at the mansion up on Sands Point, and the wife was a Halloween person, and the husband was in love. So, sure, whatever you want. So we actually decorated where the cocktail party was, and they wanted characters, and we sent over about 10 characters.
That was one of them.
Yeah, Mike was involved, and I kind of came up with a little bit of a, I don't want to use the word script, but a little bit of a theme and a storyline, and the characters kind of played out a little bit to have some kind of fun with it, with the guests. And the cool thing is the guests had no idea that, you know, the bride and groom had this kind of wedding. They just walked in, and one of my characters meets them at the door, you know, some undead guy, and they're like, what the heck? And then she carried it through to her reception, was all black and candelabras and things.
It was incredible.
It was great. And the weather, it's funny, the day of the wedding, the fellow, the husband, Andy, a lovely guy, great guy, he emails me like, oh, my God, Jim, you know, because the storm was already there by 2, 3 in the afternoon. What about with the weather? And I just simply said, listen, bro, there is no extra charge for the weather. It's free of charge. It'll add to the ambiance of the night. Of course, don't worry. Yes. You'll never forget this day. And it went over. It was great. That was someday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's obvious, like, the kind of love and work you put into this. You know, I think it's a treat that you guys are you know, giving tickets to this premium, and I would, you know, want everybody that's out there listening to really take advantage of this opportunity to go down and see this incredible show and help BAI and keep us alive and thriving and being a vital point in New York for people to reference and listen to and be available for, you know, years to come. And we really need your help. And I'm not sure if the phone's ringing. I'm not sure if we're getting any pledges, Joe. So let's try to rev this thing up. You know, $75 and it gets them two tickets.
Blood
Manor, and take it from there, Joe.
And they get the 90-minute music CD, especially put together for Halloween. And you can call 212-209-2950. The cool thing about this, folks, is if you're even thinking about being in the spirit of Halloween, and I know that with this, you know, current economic climate, that there are little things that we all do to help blow off steam and just center ourselves again. You might be a lover of Halloween and get dressed up and stuff, and you might be thinking about going. Well, look, right now you can get your tickets to go to Blood Manor if you were thinking about going, and you can support the station. So you can feel doubly good, because doubly good, is that? Did I just
kind of a double thing?
Yeah, yeah. Double entendre. It's like, you know,
yes.
Like two mints in one. Yes. So
212-209-2950.
There's lots of twos there. There you go.
Joe, let me interrupt and add one thing. I don't think I was clear before. What I want to do, because I want New York to be calling this radio station and make this pledge, because WBAI is very important. And if you're listening to our voices now, you need to support the station. And the tickets that we are donating are what we call, appropriately, I think, RIP tickets. They are express tickets. So that means that when you come to Blood Manor, and if you've heard about us, one of the things you might have heard, which is great, is that there are very long lines, and you might wait 2 or 3 hours, and that's true. However, with these tickets, you will not. If you come with these tickets and you mention, I pledged and I got the tickets from BAI. You will go to cut the line. You'll get on the express line, and your wait time will be considerably less. And those tickets are worth alone $100, which is even more than the price. Wow. And you get the CD. So make the call, pledge, and support the station.
Now you can't get it better than that.
This is actually a really good opportunity for even Blood Manor fans.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That can get almost a discount here and help BAI. That's awesome, dude.
So, be treated like a VIP.
Be treated like a VIP with the RIP.
RIP. The RIP. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Resting in peace, for sure.
Get the VIP treatment with the RIP tickets.
There you go. Brian, lay it on everybody.
That's good, man.
212-209-2950. I know you listen to The Night Shift. I know you like science fiction, fantasy, and horror. You like calling in, you like the music. We've got it all tonight. We've got the live theater experience for Halloween at Blood Manor. Thanks to the folks, we've got the express tickets, the RIP tickets, worth even so much more if you're a fan of doing things like this for Halloween. 212-209-2950.
CD.
And we've got a 90-minute CD. And the first time where we're actually not locking in all the music, and you'll have a chance to listen to a few more tracks in a little bit in between some of the other interviews and stuff we're doing. We'll put it up on Facebook. You get to pick them. The top tracks will go on there. So it'll be kind of like your own, you know, make your own kind of CD.
Your own mix, like your own mix.
Exactly.
Years ago, yes.
Yeah, it'll be your own mix CD. 212-209-2950. I know you're going to go to Blood Manor. Call now. Make the pledge. Support the station. Go double down. Double down and feel doubly good by taking some time out and pledging to the station, getting your fright on at the manor for this Halloween, and do something good.
And if you're really freaky.
If you're really freaky?
Yes, there's a bouncer there ready to spank you.
I guarantee it.
There you go. I pledge for VA. Come here.
Yeah.
And the overall response always, you guys always talk about this, is like it's always a great like date night kind of thing to do to people, right? Like you bring that girl with you that you weren't sure you wanted to impress, and you bring her, and she's like blown away, right?
And she's all over you. Absolutely.
Exactly. I've gone through with women I didn't even know, and I had them all over me. Thing. I walked one wrapped around my head like a turban at one point. She was so crazy kind of thing. It was insane. It was totally insane. 212-209-2950. The
2950.
2950.
Yes.
295 212-209-2950. The Night Shift Haunted Premiere Party Package. Thanks to Jim and the folks over at Blood Manor. Hard at work getting your fright on for this Halloween season. www.bloodmanor.com. If you really are intent on going and you really want to go on Halloween, Jim, how tough are the ticket sales right now? Are you sold out yet?
No, not yet. You can, you know, it's still early in the month, so you know, you can go to the website, print the tickets out, buy them, call the number, buy them over the phone, and but you know, Halloween gets crazy. You want to get there early. You want to get buying the tickets ahead of time guarantees that you get in, because there are several nights where the lines get to a point where if you don't have a ticket, we have to close the line down because we have to close by a certain time. And there are many nights, and Michael attest,
oh, yeah,
that, you know, we're supposed to close at 2, but it's closer to 3:30 by the time the lands guy is
through. So,
so, you know, it's just gets crazy.
This is a crazy off question. Why would you have to close at 2? Just, is there like a law on that, or is it just...
Well, we say that the truth is you have to close by 4, actually, from the law point of view.
Okay.
So we say 2 because, as I said, a lot of nights we have people that literally are coming. Like when I'm driving home some nights, it's like 10 after 3.
Wow.
If I forget to switch the phone off, I gotta go, dude, are you open, bro? We're coming over. And I'm like, bro, you're killing me. So, you know, the lines wrap around the block several nights. And, you know, we never try, listen, waiting online, no matter how much entertainment, is still waiting online. We try to make it palatable, if you will, and it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to move the line, but we want everybody to enjoy the experience of Blood Manor. We do not rush people through. You know, we don't want to just herd people in and get out. It's not what we're about. We're very intent on you having the best experience you can, because we put a lot of effort and energy. The cast manager, whatever, they put a lot of effort to make it people.
Yes.
And we want you to leave Blood Manor getting out of it everything we put in, and that's a lot. So, you know, we want everybody to enjoy it.
And just
absolutely
from the...
awesome, man. I applaud you guys for the amount of work and effort and just genuine love that you put into, you know, making this, like, you know, zombie land, you know, fantasy zombie land, Halloween extravaganza. And that's just awesome, dude. And this is why you're successful. This is why you're here every year helping BAI. And it's just great, dude. It's just absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
And I was going to say, just from the actor's point of view, we really give it our all.
Oh.
And if we don't stop at 3, I think I might die. I'm not even like... It is... We really... Everybody just works so hard. And then we got to do it again the next day, you know? Yeah. So my voice is like a mess sometimes.
Yeah.
So you got to stop at some point.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to.
It's a more physically demanding thing.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people come down for auditions or what have you. And I think it's just fun. Now, who wants to? Yeah, of course I want to work on a haunted house. It's cool. We've already had probably a half a dozen people who we said, yeah, you've got talent. You can work. Tell Guy already. They're like, wow, this is too much, bro. You know, we can't take it from a physical standpoint.
That happens year after year. We'll always have the handful of actors who are very enthusiastic. They're very talented. They work the first night or two and they say it's just too physical. We can't do it. But for those handful of actors, we're also blessed to have 35 to 40 actors who give it their all like Mike does every night, and they come back for the more the next day, and we become literally a family. Everybody bands together, and it's us zombies against the world.
Yeah. So we sweat and bleed together. We, you know, it's just, you become really close.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, Jimmy, Mike, and I, and with a couple of other people that help us do some things, I like to say we create the canvas, and we think it's second to none. I mean, it shows, I hope. But the staff, and I tell them all the time, the cast, they make it come to life. You know, it's they're the reason why we think Blood Manor is New York City's premier haunted attraction. It's the place to be in October, and there's just a vibe and a buzz this year. And some evidence, as I said earlier in the show, the opening weekend is the best weekend we ever had. You know, there's just, Halloween is big, yes, yeah. But Blood Manor is big inside Halloween.
Now, is the local media picking up your stories for you?
All over.
I'm sure they
are. We're
doing
the street.com tomorrow.
Right.
We have Good Morning, Sunday morning with Charles, I don't want to say the wrong name, Charles Oz.
Charles Osgood.
Yeah. Sunday morning show's coming next week,
good.
The film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wall Street Journal came last week. So, yes, they
that's
are.
Good.
You know, we've been fortunate that people see what's going on, and when they see Halloween, they look to Blood Manor. Yeah, it's great.
Right.
And we have some cool pictures up on the Fears Mag Facebook page from the opening night press party,
mm-hmm.
which was a lot of fun. You got to really get into it with the actors outside the environment. And it was kind of funny because we talked about it after we went through, which was nice about it is being shocked and surprised by the actors in the club across the street.
Right.
When you went across the street then to experience the manor, it was like you weren't as scared as much because, you were hanging out with them. It was like visiting old friends. So you really got to spend more time looking at the manor and the experience and all the hard work and energy that goes into creating the different rooms and stuff, which was a lot of fun.
Good question for you.
Do you give it a 10 on 10? Because your recommendation.
It's not always a 10 on 10.
Okay.
I know you can't be in New York and you can't say that you've been in New York for Halloween.
That, everyone listening, and you know that. When Joe says a movie's great, it's great. If Joe says this is great, you've got to go, then you got to go.
212-209-2950. Pick up the phone. Make that pledge, folks. This is an easy one. That's right.
Exactly.
Show us some love, okay?
All right. And if you pledge and you get your tickets before Thursday, we're having a special promotion night at Blood Manor Thursday, Paranormal Activity 4. You have the chance to get some free screening passes and memorabilia from the film this Thursday night at Blood Manor.
There you
really?
Go.
Yes.
There
I've seen the
it.
T-shirts already. They're very soft and comfortable.
I got a question for you guys. With everything moving the way it is and moving fast, the technology that you're using, 3D, holographs. When can we expect the CD to be burned and made available as, an ongoing product line?
Well, we're working on...
I know you're moving there.
We're working on a few things. There's there's a storyline. There's not a script, but a storyline. And there's been some interest in doing Blood Manors in other cities. So we're working on it.
That's
right. There you go.
Well, I could see the movie, man. The guy brings the person he wants to kill. He brings him to Blood Manor in this thing, and he commits a murder. This is the film. Blah 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 blah. There it is. I put it out there now. Independent film. There it is.
Just give me the back end points. That's all we need.
There you go. And if you want to find out some more information, I think last year was the second time you've done it. Blood Manor opens up in February around Valentine's Day for Bloody Valentine.
We'll be back.
How's that go?
Yes, very well. Valentine's Day this year was a Tuesday, you might remember. So we opened the weekend before, but we're fortunate because in 2013, Valentine's jumps to the Thursday. So we're going to actually have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because the next day is President's Day. So we're going to have a full four-day Bloody Valentine weekend extravaganza coming up, so stay tuned for details.
Well, we're not getting a bloody Christmas yet, huh?
No, sir. Not yet. No,
we're getting a nightmare.
Too soon.
No, we're not touching that.
We're pretty much just waking up on Christmas.
Yeah, it's too soon, though.
And if you're a fan out there and you're thinking that, you'd like to talk to Jim about, maybe doing your mother's 70th birthday party because she's a horror fan. You can find Jim's contact information at www.bloodmanor.com. Jim, Guy, Mike, want to thank you guys for coming down, but also the generosity of providing the tickets to help us raise some money here at the station. And
pleasure,
absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Whether or not you get a chance to pledge now or you're going to go down to the manor, make sure you stop by and say hi to Jim and Guy and experience Mike and all his cohorts and madness down at the manor.
Oh, yes.
Over on Varick Street, running now until November 3rd. Third.
Yeah, Saturday night. We like
going to take the Sunday off.
Yeah, yeah, of course. We like okay. to think that, and say that that Halloween ain't over till we say it's over.
All right.
Wow. So November 2nd and 3rd, we'll have an encore kind of weekend and to close out our 8th season.
All Excellent. Right.
Well, you guys were totally awesome. Thank you so much for just being so enthusiastic, for the show, for Joe, for everything, and I wish you another great, incredibly successful year as usual, and we look forward to seeing you next year, and just keep rocking on, dudes. You guys are all awesome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And to all your horror fans out there, WBAI does a great job here, so let's keep them going. Let's keep them strong. Joe and his crew does a fabulous job here, so
thank you,
let's
guys.
Keep them going.
Yeah. Yes. All right. There you have it.
And the time right now is 1:06. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, coming to you on the web at WBAI.org. We're going to take a little musical interlude, and we'll be back to try to help raise some more money during this pledge drive here to keep us on the air.
To listener sponsor radio WBAI, we are talking with the cast of the movie The Oranges, now in theaters. I'm curious to know, what drew you to the script?
Initially, I think the script spoke to me. I thought, wow, what a crazy thing to happen to two families, and how would I deal with something like that, like an extraordinary, awful thing that happens, and I loved the character's development through dealing with it, navigating that kind of event, and then the cast falling into place and meeting with Julian, it was a no-brainer for me. I wanted to play with these people, and they're all very willing to be silly and playful, so that's my story.
Yeah, I've got an interesting character. Well, I think we all shared the same response. I read the script and I thought it was beautifully done. I thought it was very funny, but I also thought it took people's lives seriously and it took people's feelings seriously, and it did it in a way that wasn't condescending or judgmental in any way. It was very humane, I thought. It's a very delicate line to tread, and I think Julian has trodden it with elegance and grace. But it is a tricky one. It can either be sort of ha-ha. And yet not really be a believable or respectful portrayal of real relationships and real consequences to things. But I just thought it was beautifully done. And then once you hear the other actors' names, and of course you begin to salivate in a slightly unseemly fashion, and it's an enormous thrill to be part of it.
Nice toss. Everybody's talking. We all sort of agree about a lot of this, but I think. But for me, there's this wonderful tension in the movie, in the narrative, between how people would think that they should respond to an event like this and then how they actually do. And as Hugh said, you know, it's done in a very mysterious yet believable way. And it's constructed here. You have the choose to set the story at the time of year when there's so much pressure on everybody to be humane and loving and civil with each other because it's the holidays. And what better environment to sort of lob this sensational grenade of an event into? Watch the consequences. But again, it's this idea of, you know, this is unquestionably, morally, it's a taboo thing in our culture, and I would imagine a lot of different cultures yet. And so there's how you think you should respond, and then there's how you actually do respond. And to me, with the brilliance of the script, is that this event happens on page 30 instead of on page 90, because it's really about the consequences. You know, it's about what happens to this little community that's created by these two families and how these mysterious things occur in their lives, and which are not necessarily named. You know, they're shown, and that's definitely part of it. And then all the other stuff everybody else said.
Well, I had a beautiful meeting with Julian, and I'll always remember it. And then everything else was fantastic. So we had a really, really fine time together. I care a lot about everyone here, and I know they do for me. So you probably can gather how warm everyone is from seeing the film, because you can't hide that. So I think that was all in the cast.
To tell stories about endless human perfection is A, dull, and B, impossible, I think, actually, because there is no such thing that I know of. And I think we were, if anything, it's the other way around. We are sort of drawn to the imperfection and drawn to the mistakes that human beings make, particularly mistakes that are made out of good intentions or at least kind intentions. But it's not to say that this is of no consequence. As I said, it's one of the things that I think attracted us all to the script. The consequences are taken very seriously and respectfully. I think everyone is treated, the characters are treated with respect.
You know, just to put it a slightly different way too, the filmmakers, the writers very artfully, if you notice, they don't editorialize. They don't ask you to root for one character or another. They don't approve or disapprove of the behavior. They're laying it out there and showing us. They're, like I said, they're lobbing this grenade into this little happy community, and they're watching what happens. And I think it's very, I mean, unless I saw a different movie, there isn't any sort of happy ending. I mean, the movie ends in my favorite kind of way, which is a suspended and ambiguous but somehow satisfying, which I think is very artful. And it's also very truthful too. This is not a movie that advocates or doesn't advocate for anything except for, you know, as Hugh said, humanity.
Really, when you look at the other, that's sort of, that's not really that far-fetched. It happens all the time. But what's unique about this situation, which is also quite possible, is that we all, you know, our families are so tight, and the crossover is really shocking, you know. But I mean,
I didn't know who knew who beforehand. I'd seen the episode of Leighton and Hugh together, and I had a feeling that they could be chemically great, which is obviously crucial for the movie. I didn't know, you know, there was history with everyone else, but it became the job of the cast, and, you know, the spirit in which the thing was made, that was the quality of actor thing, that everybody jumped into that and tried to engineer a situation where you felt that there was closeness and there was history and chemistry. It's a great unknown when you go in, especially in an ensemble, and even more so when you've got families involved. That's the credit of the cast, that they made those relationships believable. I don't think it relied on all being mates beforehand, did it?
Why wasn't the movie shot in New Jersey?
It was shot in New Rochelle, actually. For me, the only, you know, it's, you know, production money and budget and what you can allow and where you can be and New York tax breaks and fairly tedious stuff. how far out of New York we were actually able to go. So for me, the main thing was to create somewhere that visually was believable, you know, to be a New Jersey story. I mean, beyond that, you know, the only thing I was concerned about, I didn't want the houses to be so big that it looked like a story about rich people, which it wasn't. It just wanted to be comfortable and welcoming and warm and so on, and to find a real spot where that relationship of the two houses, you know, was practically possible. The first thing I did, you know, when we started was go to West Orange, and where we ended up shooting, for me, seemed like it was believable. Certainly no one in London won't know that, you know, we weren't in West Orange. That was my way of thinking. You know, making the movie, I didn't have to give too many notes. You know, this is a very easy cast to direct and embrace. But I do remember saying things, you know, like the main thing for me is like a lot happens in the present tense. It's not introspective. It's not dark. It's not brooding. You don't always know what's happening to you. And that was a way of trying to keep it alive and support the story. And the barnyard thing is typical. Keener's characters are in the absolute sort of depths of despair and sees this thing, which doesn't really mean anything at that moment. It's just a hunch. In terms of the characters traveling through the course of the story, I love the idea that, you know, the worst possible thing, the breakup of her household, could happen, and yet her character ends up, you know, in Africa, you know, achieving peace of mind and greatness that wouldn't have happened otherwise, which, you know, true of many of the characters' evolutions, and encompasses the message of the movie. You know, you don't know where you're going to travel. Parent disaster can lead, you know, to progress and improvement and redemption and all those things.
Do you think that this comedy could have taken place in England or Europe? What would have been the adjustment to the script?
So I think so. For me personally, you know, it was always meant to be suburbia anywhere. And the point of the story was to be as universal as possible. All the relationships in it were very, I thought, universal. You know, we all know of a friend that we grew up with because our parents were best friends, and you spend many years with them, and then something happens that takes you apart. And, you know, mother-daughter relationships were with a slightly smothering mother, you know, that's recognizable. Dads as best friends. All the dynamics were absolutely universal to me. And, you know, trying to describe suburbia in New Jersey as the story was set was only really suburbia anyway. I mean, for me, it was suburban because the values were not urban. You know, I never wanted a pastiche suburbia or anything like that. It was more, the film's not dark film, and nor is it edgy, and for that, you know, it's more an urban story, and this became suburban, where there was a sort of lightness of spirit and a little less darkness, maybe. So in answer to your question, I would like to think anywhere. It's families and human mistakes.
Thank you. This is Maria Barberi for WBAI.
Pipe up in a shopping mall, nothing but another drug, a license they can buy and sell. I don't mind dying, but I don't mind dying. I don't mind dying, 'cause when that call it comes, I will be ready for war. Bills dependent upon it being in their interest. Lord, I
Show your power by calling 212-209-2950 and making a pledge. A pledge, whatever you can afford. Because if you appreciate commercial, free, listener-sponsored radio here in New York, there's no other place other than BAI, 99.5 FM, and coming to you on the web at wbai.org. And if you are in the spirit to celebrate the October festivities, thanks again to our good friend Jim Farrow over at Blood Manor. We have the RIP tickets, a $100 value, which can be yours for making a $75 pledge using your credit card right now here at the station by calling 212-209-2950. In addition to the two tickets that you will receive, you will get a 90-minute CD full of some killer music, some deadly tunes to help put you in the mood or help put your guests in the mood for any kind of Halloween festivities that you might be throwing this season. And one of the unique things that we're going to do at this point is not all the tunes are locked down. So some of the tunes that you're hearing, like Power in the Blood right now by A3, you will be able to pick from in our top couple of picks you will have on that CD. So it's kind of like creating your own play mix back in the day, right, Byron? It harkens back.
Indeed, it harkens back. And ultimately, as you're standing online or even in the short line, because you have the RIP tickets, you'll have your own CD playing in your ears and getting you in the mood for what's about to happen at Blood Manor.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
That's so the way to do it.
Pick up the phone, 212-209-2950. Make that pledge. Show BAI some love. You know, this is the time for us to appreciate what we do here at Listener Sponsored Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And guess what? It's my favorite show.
We have 12 pairs of tickets.
That's right. So don't wait. Do not hesitate. Pick up the phone. Make a call. 212-209-2950. Chris, did you like that interview? Wasn't that great?
That was great.
I'm really telling you, man. That's the kind of classy act that this show is, and with Joe and Mike and Maria and myself and Chris and who else do we have always coming on?
Mike Sargent. Mike's,
oh yeah, let's not forget about
Mike
him.
Sargent.
Definitely.
Remember that guy?
Right, that guy.
And
Mysteri. You know, Miss Terry, excuse me.
I love it.
Right? And Elena. Don't forget Elena.
Yes.
All right. And I'm not really on assignment. I'm actually here tonight, so this is a very good thing.
Byron is here. So if you want to keep Byron here, and you don't want us to put him back on assignment, there's even more of a reason to make a pledge. That's pick up the phone to keep Byron here with us at the night shift on WBA. It's like a reality TV program. If you like Mystery, if you like Miss Terry, if you like Byron, if you're tired of hearing Mike Sargent, pick up the phone right now. Make a pledge. 212-209-295. No, that's okay. We love you, Mike. If you want to get rid of Chris Taylor, call 212. No.
Let's see how it goes. Let's see.
Make a pledge.
Statistics. No, we can't get rid of Chris.
We can't. Chris is like one of those three-haired moles you have on your back. So every once in a while, it irritates the hell out of you, and you know it's still there. But where are you going to hear anything like this in the city? You're going to have to pay for it. You're going to listen to all those hideous commercials selling you products that you don't need that will not make your life better.
Instead, we have Chris.
So,
Chris, are you doing okay, my friend?
I'm doing good. Everything's
great.
I'm in the love shack, you know.
You're in the love shack. Oh. Yes. I just came back from the crossroads down in Mississippi.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, baby. I was in blues land.
Wow.
Okay.
The cradle of the blues.
The cradle of the blues in a juke joint called Ground Zero. The crossroads. That's right.
And what did you discover?
I discovered Robert Johnson, of course.
Wow.
On steel guitar. Sliding. It was some good blues, my friend. I'm telling
you. Now, if somebody's calling in on a line.
Yes.
And tonight is a pledge night. Exactly. So we want to hear from you, but we want to hear from you in a different capacity.
That you already pledged.
That we want to hear that you've pledged. Yes. And our wonderful people who are sitting in the back in Cali, if you call 212-209-2950, they will notify us that you've made a pledge, and we will give you a shout-out and thank you for your support of WBAI 99.5 FM here in New York.
212-209-2950. That's the number to call to make your pledge, and the premium is only $75.
Only $75.
Now, two tickets. RIP tickets were valued at $100 a piece.
Think about it. If you go to the movies to see a 3D piece of canned entertainment, you're going to even be barraged with commercials now in the theater. And it's not just commercials for trivial things, from useless gadgets to, you know, distasteful primetime drivel. You're also getting a barrage of upcoming films that are biting for your entertainment dollars. Now, if you're listening to this radio station, you enjoy listening to WBAI. So think about it. What it costs to go see a film, unless you're going to the bargain matinee first and paying $6 a ticket, but what it costs to buy two tickets and refreshments at the theater. Not even the theater. It's a movie house. It's not even a Golden Palace anymore. It's stadium seating. Make a pledge to BAI for $75. You'll get two tickets, VIP, RIP tickets, for Blood Manor, live entertainment, real actors putting it on, getting into their Stanislaus or, you know, whatever discipline of acting that they've come from to entertain you in a frightful way. And let me tell you, I've experienced it twice so far this season, and it is high quality entertainment. It's not Shakespeare, it is not Broadway, but it is live theater, live actors, live performers interacting with you in such a way, much in the same way that we interact with you here, not as much as in costume or something like that, but we are interacting with you. And we are asking you now to interact with us and make that pledge of $75 at 212-209-2950 if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, you know, you can go online to WBAI.org. You can pledge whatever you feel that you can do right now, because, you know, otherwise it's like sneaking into the theater. And unlike the big mega movie houses, this is like the independent art house. And if you sneak in, we feel it. And if you're using this service, give a little something back. You don't have to do the $75. You know, maybe you can pledge $5. Maybe you can pledge $10. You know, maybe you don't want to call in the back. Maybe you're going to feel guilty tomorrow morning when you come up, wake up and you're going to go online. But, you know, everybody's got to do their little bit of community service. You know what? Maybe you can't afford anything and you want to call the switchboard during the day and you want to come up and volunteer and help out in the tally room. That's good too. It shows you're part of the community. But to be one of those faceless, nameless listeners just sitting in the dark, consuming the airwaves of WBAI, then you're not part of the community. Be part of the community. Join WBAI at whatever amount you can afford and make a pledge.
212-209-2950. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We're happy to serve you. 212-209-2950.
I mean, we had Bob Fass on a couple of weeks ago, and the filmmaker of the documentary that's about him. And when you think about the community and everything that WBI did and the alternative programs and listenings that you've heard, look, you know, you want to educate. And you want to inform. You know, it's your duty to leave on WBAI and take in all the information and digest it and then go out there and share it with your immediate family, with your immediate community. Help them, guide them. And that's worth something. But if the airways go silent, where can you turn? All right, we kid around, and on the night shift, we take things a little bit less seriously, and that's doing a service because everybody needs to blow off steam a little bit. But at the end of the day, in addition to entertaining and bringing you some interesting music and other tidbits, we're informing. When you think about all the great documentaries that we've had on and the filmmakers that have informed you and influenced your lifestyle, that is worth something. If you think about some of the great musicians and the authors that we've had on that maybe have led you to a more elevated literary or musical experience, that's worth something. So don't be part of the unknown listeners sitting in the dark. We want you to be part of our community, part of our family. So pick up the phone, 212-209-2950. And make a pledge to WBAI. Otherwise, one can only assume that you are part of the Mitt Romney contingent.
The
1% that wants to kill public radio.
Big Bird. Elmo.
And Mike Sargent. There you go.
Oh, what a terrible way to go.
There you go.
Pick up the phone, make a pledge, 212-209-2950. Help save Mike Sargent.
Help save. We're having Mike Sargent telethon.
That's right.
Help save.
Why?
Help.
Because we love you, Mike.
There you go.
This is part of Night Shift.
There is a radio out there.
That's right.
There is a radio. Out there. And someone is listening. Somewhere. Out there is a signal reaching out through the airways, through the speaker, into your mind. And it's telling you,
make a pledge.
Make a pledge. Don't be a spectator. Be a participant.
212-209-2950.
And even if you can't pledge, like I've said shortly before, be part of the community by showing up. If you can, and helping out during this marathon, your hours of volunteer service are worth just as much as a pledge. 212-209-2950. Otherwise, we'll all be living in upstate New York like Chris Taylor with our containers and our bunkers waiting for the 1% to take over the world. He's laughing, but it's true. He's got his bunker in the basement.
No, I have an underground complex now.
It's your own underground city.
You know, so that basically, you know, if I have to go in there, no one will know where I am.
Okay,
I understand.
The complex, and all I've been doing is hoarding food and water and supplies and bullets.
So this is what you really do when you go on your antique show hunt.
Yeah.
We knew there was something else going on, Chris.
You know, so it'll just be so remote, and that'll be it. It'll just be like, you know,
that will be it. If you can't make a pledge now, this could be the future of WBAI.
212-209-2950. Come on now.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, yes. It's 1:30 now. How are we doing, by the way, in regard to what we're doing here?
Nada.
We're not doing. And it's amazing because we've heard the premium, which was exceptional. And so I know it's late, it's early, it's morning. But for those of you who are tuned in and appreciating this quiet resolve, this quiet...
So there are no Blood Manor fans out there?
Exactly.
None.
And knowing, that's right.
To participate?
Mommy. 212-209-2950. And believe me, this is like the best of New York City at this time of the year for Halloween. You can't get much better than this, okay? Blood Manor? Just go online. If you don't believe me, just go online to bloodmatter.com and you will see not only what you will see on your screen and your computer, but imagine being there live and in living, dead color.
I see Miss Terry is like totally fretting over the situation. She's like
I can't
so aghast that not one person has...
212-209-2950.
She's crying in her Cheerios.
Yeah.
So she makes her way down here.
What can we do to motivate? I mean, we have these tickets. We got to make it happen. Do you want to lower the pledge? I don't know what to. You know, is there anything we can do, Joe? We got to take advantage of this situation. Everyone needs to take advantage of the situation. We need to raise some money. What do we do?
We could have like an auction. I mean, maybe we could do that. I mean, we could tell people to call in and 212-209-2950, whip out their credit card, have it handy. Let us know what they're willing to pay. And if the offer is right, we could do that. We could play Let's Make a Deal. Unfortunately, we don't have any of those celebrities who do the, you know, lackluster dates.
Well, I mean, maybe we lower the premium to $50. I don't know we've got to get rid of these tickets because we've got them and we need to raise money. And you only got 12 pair of tickets, so it's 12 people.
12 folks.
$50. And that's it. You know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, thinking out loud here, but it's just, I mean, what do you think, Joe?
Well, it's not like I could read your facial expressions.
I'm thinking out loud, Joe. We've got 23 minutes left.
Are you hooked into the nuclear clock?
Well, there's some kind of clock.
Oh, okay.
23 minutes looks like the time to me. It's 1:37 according to what I'm looking
at. I thought you only had a sundial up there.
Yes, I do.
So.
And it's operating on...
Whatever you think we should do, but we need to get something coming in here.
Something. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like... I mean, you can only do so much DGM. You know?
But I mean, a $50 pledge would be like half of what anyone would pay.
I don't get it. I mean, when you think about like...
I understand, but these are hard
all
times,
the sources,
you know,
all the...
what it takes. It's up to you. I don't know. You know, there's been, you know, if you didn't get anybody for any of the tickets, you know...
I actually think...
Why don't we just try an experiment? We'll give one pair away for $50 right now.
One pair for $50.
Pick up the phone, make that pledge.
The first caller that calls right now, you can get the first pair for $50.
$50. And then they'll go up $5 after that.
212-209-2950.
212-209-2950.
For the special.
That's
two
it.
Tickets.
The once
two tickets.
In a lifetime special.
RIP tickets, which will get you in there for most of all the days, except for a couple that are like right before Halloween.
Right. And
Halloween. You get a 90-minute CD. You get to help out this radio station for
there you go.
Membership.
Phone's just ringing. Somebody wants that perfect opportunity. 212-209-2950.
Pick up the phone. And now, we're giving away the tickets for the $50. We didn't say we were throwing in the CD, too.
Oh.
So that's, you know, I mean, you're talking about a pair of tickets for half the price. So,
Joe, you know, whatever you, what's your, just, you know.
I'm not throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Whatever you want to do, Joe.
I want to make me feel generous. Make me feel generous. A couple people call in, maybe everybody will get the CD. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, whatever you think, Joe. But you know, if we don't get at least 11 more people, then the tickets go back to their originality. So
212-209-2950.
That's what it takes. You got to sweeten the deal. You sweeten the deal.
212-209-2950. Come on.
But
now.
I'll leave that up to you. Whatever you decide, Joe, is fine with me. I just you know, I would like everybody to benefit. Maybe, you know, that is the way to do it. What do you think, Byron?
I think it's a good idea. And then if the first caller just came in and got those two tickets, Joe said he'd raise it $5 more. So come on, you're still getting the bargain, folks, until we get back to the regular pledge. And it's still the best deal in town. Think about it, folks. A premium that's worth its value. The tickets by themselves, two of them, each one of them, $100 value. RIP tickets, meaning you don't have to wait in line. You can actually come on up to the express entry because you are being treated like RIP.
So you're going to be a star going with whoever you go with. You're going to look like a star because you're going to go right to the top of the line.
Now,
exactly.
And let me just explain one thing here. Yes. If you go on the Blood Manor website, you will see the days that they are open and their hours of operation. The only dates that these tickets are not valid for are October 26th, 27th, or 31st. Those are the sweet days. But any other day that they're open during their hours of operation, you don't have to wait online. You just show up and say, here are my tickets. I got them at WBAI. They're the RIP Express tickets. So
I
go
only
in.
We have 19 minutes left, gentlemen. Did someone call and take one pair?
No, they wanted to explain the date of the tickets.
Okay.
That's what they were asking. So there you go. First pair out the door. It's a bargain, goes at 50. Second pair goes at 55. 212-209-2950. Use your credit card.
Now, these tickets are usually $100.
Yes. That is correct.
You're getting them for half price.
That's right.
For you, Hollywood, Halloween.
There you go.
New York style.
212-209-2950. Show your support. Stop being a spectator in the dark and become part of the active community, the family that is WBAI.org. I mean, you don't just get the tickets. You get a year's membership at WBAI and all the good things that come with that. Again, if you can't pledge and you can't afford, then, you know, there are other options on the web at WBAI.org. We could always use your volunteer services. But please pick up the phone, make a difference, join our family, be part of that community that is listener-sponsored, commercial-free radio, not influenced. You know, Jimmy didn't come up here. He's not paying for advertising. It's supporting the actors and what they do. He gave us the tickets, you know, as the goodness of their heart because of them believing in what WBAI stands for in the community. So please pick up that phone and make a call, 212-209-2950. Make a pledge. There are other options available in the back in addition to what we're offering here tonight. So, gotcha. All right, so this is what we're doing. We have yet to give away. We have yet to have anyone call in to pledge. So the first pair of tickets are going at a bargain. Right now, if you use your credit card, the very first pair are going for $50. Okay, so we're dropping at $25. We're knocking it out the door for $50. You just get the tickets. You don't get the CD. The CD comes when we hit the $75 level. If you want the CD and the tickets, you can pledge the $75. But the first pair of just tickets is going for $50. The second pair, $55. The third pair, 60, and so on and so on. We're going to kick it up $5. So please pick up that phone, make a pledge, 212-209-2950. Help support WBAI, listener-sponsored radio here in New York. Something in my pocket keeps a lot of a man.
Can I ask you?
Yes. What do you want to know? Mystery.
Mystery?
Yes.
I like this song. What is it? We can have the song on the back.
It'll tell you. I'm a man. Sing the song.
I'm a man.
For the bike bath.
Okay.
I need it.
Pick up that phone. Make a pledge. Be a man. Don't be a mountain man like Chris Taylor, but be a real man.
Time.
I must say, Mr. Saunders, the singer with the Cockney accent does add a different component to the song than the rhythm and blues of the Southern Hemisphere.
And there is a difference.
Yes, there is.
It really, truly is. But I understand the roots of the blues.
There you go.
Okay. Comes from a story. A tragic story. I like your choice of music, by the way.
Thank you.
It fits in with the appropriateness of the guest.
I try.
This evening's theme.
I try.
You know, I salute you. My good friend Joe.
I salute you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Saunders.
And you too, Chris. Of course we salute you.
Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
We're saluting.
Why don't you ever try to come up with a premium kind of thing? I mean, you're out there. You're scouring the land for your valuable commodities. I mean, don't you ever come across something and say, I've got these 12 things that would make a valuable pledge component.
No, I hadn't really thought of that, but that's...
There you go. A Chris Taylor find.
Yeah, there's a...
As he goes spelunking across,
you know, that
New York
like
State.
I feel like I put him on the spot. Are you on
he's always sharing with us some of the materials he does find. I really appreciate it when Chris sends me, said, check this out, because I know he's... He's seen something very unusual.
I wish Chris would just send me a check. And speaking of sending a check.
There you go. Let's pick up the phone and let's make a call.
212-209-2950.
Segued right there.
There you go. Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the folks that own Obscura here in New York?
That own what?
Obscura. The odd antique store.
You mean Oddity?
No, that's the TV show. The name of the shop is Obscura.
Yeah, I just sold them something.
Okay, well, they're actually, they're going to be in town this week at the Javits Center at Comic-Con, and they're holding a oddities like roadshow.
Uh-huh.
Bring in your weird stuff, and they'll buy it on the spot.
Yeah, I sold him something in 5 minutes. I called him, he came over in his bicycle, and I sold him something in 5 minutes.
Wow. So
I bought it the night before, and I sold it to him first right away in the morning. I purchased it out of a booth at like 9 o'clock at night, and sold it to him the next day.
Wow! What?
I can't say.
No. Who came over?
Mike, Ryan,
or Evan?
I think it's a
scruffy-headed bald guy, woman with white hair, or a young dude with a crop of hair.
The young dude. That's Evan, right?
That's Ryan.
That's Ryan?
Yeah, Evan is the girl.
Oh, Evan's the girl.
Yeah.
I know them both. But
obviously well from this apparent conversation.
Well, I don't know people like, you know, on... Listen, people tell me...
Could you pick me or Byron out of a lineup?
Do you have any idea how many people I know? I can walk through the shows like I'm a celebrity at this point because I just know...
Here comes Chris.
A lot of people, but, yeah. But,
here comes yeah, Cheap Taylor.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, you know.
There you go.
Well, the first pair of tickets have been taken.
There it is.
Yes.
You know what? Let's just keep it going. We got 9 minutes left.
And
you know,
next pair is
55 just for the tickets. 212-209-2950. Thank you to that caller for becoming part of the community.
And enjoy.
That is WBAI at 99.5 FM. 212-209-2950. Credit card orders, pair of tickets, RIP, otherwise known as VIP, tickets for Blood Manor, New York's premier haunted attraction. Just written up in Time Out magazine, Forbes, you name it.
As one of the best.
As one of the best in the country.
That's right.
You can get a pair of these tickets right now. The next pair is going for $55. With a credit card, 212-209.
We're down to our last. Everyone out there, you got 8 minutes.
2950.
And then they're gone. The deal is gone. It's over.
That's it.
I mean, I might be able to convince Joe to throw the CD in, even though I think he should at this point. Give it all away, Joe. Give it away. Make everybody happy. Come on. We got 11 pairs left to go. The next one goes $55, and
212.
See how that goes. So
209.
Is the phone ringing? Can you guys get the phone up so we can hear it ringing so we know this is working or not? We got 8 minutes. Is there any way to make it happen?
How do we make it happen?
212-209-2950.
So how do you know that they're going to be at that show? You were involved with the Javits Center show? Is that what you're doing? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do some coverage over there and stuff. So.
Oh.
But now here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and this should you know, persuade you.
Mm-hmm.
When the New York Comic Con folks first came into New York and they couldn't get a leg up. We had them on the radio station. We had them here. We opened up our arms. We opened up our doors. We opened up our airways, and we embraced them. When they needed a guest, I turned around and made some phone calls. And I helped get them their special guest that year, which was Mila Jovovich for the film Ultraviolet.
Could you get me that special privilege?
And now?
Yes.
Now?
The special guest.
Now? What do they do for us?
Yeah.
Don't return our phone calls.
Oh, stop. They're too big now.
But yet, the guys from Blood Manor come out
special
year after year.
That's right.
They bring us the tickets to help put together this premium. We got rid of the first pair of tickets for 50. We're looking for 55 for the next. You know, these are New Yorkers who care. They come up. They're not simply just shilling what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to help support the station because they believe in the message. They believe in the philosophy. If you enjoy and want to have a good time at Halloween and feel doubly good that you're going and participating in this kind of event that you would have went to anyway, and you want to drop 55 and get the pair of tickets.
We're down to the last 6 minutes, everyone listening.
212-209-2950. Make the call. Make the pledge.
RIP tickets. You will not wait online. You will get right in. There's a couple of dates that are blacked out, but other than those,
three dates.
Four dates. Three dates?
Three dates out of the run.
Right.
They run. They opened last Friday. They run until November 3rd.
Any time except for those three dates, 27th, 28th, and 31st. This is an incredible opportunity. You get any tickets for half price.
No, you got the dates wrong. It's the 26th, 27th, and 31st.
Joe highly recommends this. We're down to our last 5 minutes.
I hear a call.
We've got 11
ringing.
Pairs of tickets. The next pair is $55. We'll see how this goes. We'll see. Is the phone ringing? Is anyone taking the pair? What's going on, everybody?
The phone was ringing. 212-209-2950. Come on now. Get on board. This is your chance. There we go. Phone's ringing. 212-209-2950.
We thank that caller who's calling in now to make a pledge.
That's right. She's showing the love. We're going to show you some love back.
And we appreciate it. So,
right.
Second pair of tickets is going for $55. If there's a third caller on the line, we appreciate it. They're going for $60. Our original pledge package was $75, but we're trying to keep the lights on, pay for the electricity, keep the airways flowing, keep Miss Terry here,
please,
kind of thing.
Keep night shift alive.
Keep Mike Sargent alive.
Keep Byron out on assignment.
Keep Byron out on assignment.
We're down to our last 5 minutes, everybody. What are you guys going to do?
212-209-2950. Tally's running in.
This is a bargain. There's got to be at least 10 people out there that want these pair of tickets that are thinking of going to this event. This is any time you can go except for 3 dates. You got to take advantage of this. These are RIP tickets. You can go look at them at the website, bloodmanor.com. It's an incredible show. Runs anywhere between 20 minutes to 40 minutes, depending on how much time you want to spend in the house.
And I'm not a cat. I'm not a kid. Somebody just walked in here, and that caller said, can they have two pairs of tickets? Let them have the two pairs for $55.
That's right. Two pairs of tickets. Joe, whatever it takes, man.
There you go.
If you want to let the rest of them go for $55, let them go. If we can get rid of all the rest of the tickets, we still raise money. Right now, we got 5 minutes. We only have three pairs gone. Let's make it happen.
212-209-2950.
Convince Joe, let the rest of the pairs go for $55. Come on, Joe. Give it to them. If everybody could save $5 extra, if you call right now, maybe Joe might be convinced.
212.
Let's get that phone ringing. We got
I'm waiting to hear the phone ringing.
209-2950.
Four minutes to get these tickets, half price. That's an incredible date thing. Guaranteed, if you bring your woman with you, she'll be right on your arm the whole time.
You got that right. Scared?
Joe saw the show. Joe said the show was incredible.
See, you know, I don't know Miss Terry that well, but like back in the past, I'd even turn around and throw in and say, if you call now to make a pledge, I'll send her back there to take your pledge. So you can talk to Miss Terry, and she'll take your pledge, and maybe if you need, if you're really nice, maybe if you need a date for the manor, maybe she'll go with you. So
I did it once.
If you want to take advantage, this is half price what it normally will cost you.
212-209-2950.
These tickets are available right now as a donation to BAI for our premium for tonight for Night Shift. You're not only pledging for Night Shift, but you're pledging for yourself because you're supporting what you listen to. You're supporting this show. And right now we're looking like doggy dog because we're not getting enough people to take these tickets. We're not getting enough of a premium tonight to a premium response that we should be getting. We've got 2 minutes left, everybody.
2 minutes.
212-209-2950. That's right, 212-209-2950. Come on now. Here it is, the last stretch, on the home stretch, coming down the back stretch. Here they come.
Coming down your backside. No, anyway.
212-209-2950. You two can get that pledge. I heard it's going for 55 once, 55 twice. 55 sold to the man who just picked up that phone and made that call. 212-209-2950.
Well, I think we're about ready to get out of here. Miss Terry.
I love this new nickname.
Mr. Saunders.
It's been a pleasure. I guess I go back on assignment
until the gathering once again is called to.
Thank you for requesting me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
And up next is
Gary Knoll will be joining us next.
Gary Knoll, live or pre-recorded?
Live, right? Oh, okay. Probably listening.
Well, there you go. Chris?
Yes.
Enjoy, Chris. We'll talk later, man.
I appreciate everybody there.
Oh, you know, it's always
fun. Ciao.
Talk tonight.
Miss Terry, we love seeing you again.
Thank you. I like your style without the hat tonight.
Well, thank you.
You see? Yeah. I thought you had to cover something.
Oh, I just... And a little help comes in a little glass vial and a gun pressed against her anatomy.